we took some examples in music theory class today from your piece.
Uh-huh.
Because what better way to teach music theory and make it relevant than to take some examples from what they're playing? And so there were some questions about it, and someone said, why did he write it like that? And I said, I can't answer that.
Yeah.
But you can ask him yourself tomorrow, because he will be here.
Katie Shields is a local violist, a member of Quartet Sabaku, and a firm believer in new music. She's sharing her expertise and enthusiasm with the West Valley Youth Orchestra this week, as the orchestra has commissioned composer Doug Gibson to write a new work.
Well, I let him know that we only have 5 days to put this together, even though the students had the parts, their individual parts ahead of time. But as far as orchestra rehearsals, it was just those 5 days, and then we perform it Monday through Friday, and then we perform it Friday night. And I had to tell them we don't have any basses this year, unfortunately. And we also have a very talented student pianist. So I was interested in a juicy piano part for him.
Doug Gibson is currently based in New York City, but grew up in Arizona. The piece he composed celebrates a peculiar Phoenix phenomena that captured the Valley's curiosity back in the 90s.
The piece is called Phoenix Lights, and it's based off an event that I actually did see, which was in 1997, lights flew over Phoenix, and apparently there were two, you know, there were actually two incidences, and the one I saw was actually the first one. I just want to be clear. I saw the Flying V. I don't write pieces about flares, you know. So I saw the Flying V, which was something, if you saw it, did make me go, because I'm not a person who goes out of my way to observe airplanes or whatever. But mainly it was like I wanted something that really was like a story, a part of the Valley. Part of it too is it lets me pay homage to one of my favorite composers, Bernard Herrmann, because when I thought about writing this piece, one of the images that came to my mind was the opening scene to Psycho starts in Phoenix, and it's at the Roosevelt Hotel, and it's a piece for string orchestra called The City.
Most of them were not born by the time at the time that event happened, but I think they understand the concept because, first of all, these kids are great moviegoers, and, you know, they understand, you know, extraterrestrial and all that Art Bell stuff. And the sound of the special effects in it, I think they really identify with that, and that they think that's really cool. For them to see the creative process is absolutely a wonderful opportunity, because they can't go back in time and, you know, stand over Beethoven's shoulder and watch him write those string quartets. So I think it's really interesting for them to realize that it's not really a finished thing yet, but we're going to work on it, and it's a process.
I guess one of the main things I want to get across is always cultivate a love for music and enjoy music, listening to music and making music. You know, one should always pursue excellence in their craft, but, you know, don't get too wrapped up on making mistakes. The absence of mistakes is not the highest value I have with concert going. I really enjoy it when people take risks, play passionately, feel connected, and just really are having a good time at what they're doing, because I think that communicates much deeper.
The other part of the tremendous opportunity is for them to have a chance to be the first people to play something. So they're the first ones to create it. You know, he's the architect, he wrote it, now they're going to bring it to life, and what could be better than that?
You've just heard snippets of Doug Gibson's The Phoenix Lights as computer sample, but the official world premiere happens this Friday, 7 p.m. at the Pebble Creek Renaissance Theater in Goodyear, with the West Valley Youth Orchestra and Quartet Sabaku. For KBOC at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.
I think Doug is just great to work with. He totally embraced this project, and really on fairly short notice, and has just been really good natured and cooperative about the whole thing. And so anyway, I've always enjoyed working with Doug, and so I'm glad that we were able to work this out, and he could do it this year.
Well, thank you. You know, can I ask just a question off the? I mean, you can keep recording or not. But so what's it like when you get my scores of like, are you, because like the, not just this piece, but the particularly the, you know, the viol piano
Heavenly
piece.
Heavenly Dragon.
Yeah. I mean, weren't you just like, you
just
know,
just about hit a heart attack.
Now we're getting we're getting real. You know.
Oh. That
see,
one.
See? Okay.
Yeah. No, really, you know what? I would really like to work with you on that and play it again. And maybe
you're
I could record
masochist.
It.
Yeah, right,
no,
yeah.
I would like to record it. But we'll have to change a few measures because there are a couple measures that are just, it's just not humanly possible to get that part with the other part.
You'll edit that out.
There was one measure and, you know, and I think James is the only person in town that could play that.
Well, I know, but I you know, it's one of those things like you get a Ferrari, I feel like, you know, why not go to fifth gear, you know, like, and James.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, you know.